When you got a hog mad, we used to get a mad and what would stand up on the back, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear the story about the man who was going down the road? And man drove up in an air-conditioned car, and he got in the car and said, going into town, he said, "But you better let me off here. I got to go kill my hog." He used to kill right at the first cold snap.
Yeah. About October.
Salt and damp, huh?
Yeah, it had a little smokehouse. That's the best meat in the world.
You can't do it now, though. You can't keep the meat
that
you get now.
Yeah, I don't know what the weather, atmosphere, something of you. It's all changed up.
Did you try it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I used to have a smokehouse right back there.
You can't keep them anymore?
I reckon we could if... would fix up the facilities for it. But back then, all you had to do was keep the flies away.
Mm-hmm.
Beef the same way.
What sort of things did you have to sit in the house you were born in? You know, all the things you had in the house.
Just regular old straight chairs. I've got some out here now that the seats are made out of cowhide. Got some of them old chairs out here now. That the seat part.
You didn't have very fancy.
Not just common people like me didn't. As more elaborate, richer people probably did. I never was in them.
Well, you didn't have anything like that, did you?
No, sir. No, sir. Most of what you had was just an old iron bedstead. You sat around on chairs, or you had a bench, what they call a bench. You could make your bench and put you some legs on it. I remember us younger John at home had a bench. We always sat on the bench. Lined up next to the table. Yeah, I've had a good life. My daddy, when he called me of a morning about 4 o'clock, maybe I had been out the night before courting, just out with some of the boys. Maybe we wouldn't get in till 12 o'clock or something. And I was just dead to the world asleep, you know, and he'd holler at me. And I'd answer him and go right back to sleep. He has come up there with that old bull whip and got me out of that bed minute. And when I call you, boy, I mean come. Get up. Started to tell you a while ago about the one of my worst jobs was when he was milking the old cow. He always had a good milk cow. Was living right over there, and the cows had ranged back out over in here. Well, he'd keep the cows shut up at night and turn the calves out. Well, them calves would go back out here in these woods. I had to go hunt them calves up. Bring them out and let the calves suck before we built them. I've kicked my toenail off many a time, running and stumbling. I remember one time I never did tell the old man I was scared to. I thought I had killed it. One little old calf didn't want to come to the house. So I picked me up a little strong rattle about like that.